Hey, welcome back to the Infos Podcast. I'm Brian.
This is Johnny.
This is episode 67. Hey, Johnny.
Yeah.
Tell me about your Halloween agenda.
I don't really have one.
That's the title of the episode.
Yeah. Well, I have one, but it's work-related.
It's a work-related Halloween agenda?
Yeah.
Awesome. All right.
Sell that shit.
Nice. So we're going to talk today about some of our favorite memories of Halloween growing up in the late 70s, 80s, early 90s.
Mainly 80s.
Yeah. But we're going to get into the premiere of last week's Walking Dead episode. We have strong feelings. Some have feelings stronger than others. Yeah.
Yawn.
Anyway, so we do have some news to kick off. So it was announced today, earlier this morning, that we're recording on Thursday, as usual. Star Trek Discovery showrunner Brian Fuller steps down just weeks before filming begins.
Mm-hmm.
Does this bode well?
Probably not.
So I had concerns about this series already with the timeline that they've chosen.
People taking over that I've never even heard of. I mean, besides Akiva Goldsman.
Yeah. It's Amy Berg and Aaron Harberts.
Yeah, I've never heard of them, so I don't know what they've worked on or anything.
But the reason he gives is because he was unable to balance Discovery with his commitments to American Gods, which is on Stars, with Ian McShane.
Yeah.
And Ricky, what's his name, who was from The 100. He was Lincoln on The 100, which I know you haven't watched, but
as a fanboy should know that.
I forget his last name. I forget the actor's last name. Character's name was Lincoln. But David and I talked. We actually talked about him being on American Gods when we did
Who's he playing on American Gods?
Oh, he's the guy in prison at the beginning.
Oh, okay.
So
yeah, he's the main character.
Yeah. And then Fuller's also working on an Amazing Stories reboot on NBC.
Okay, so Amy Berg has written for Da Vinci's Demons, Purse Adventures, Eureka, Leverage, The 4400, and is the creator of the popular digital series Caper.
Okay.
So she does have some good things going on there.
Did you watch any of Da Vinci's Demons?
No, my girlfriend did.
I didn't. I was not a huge fan of that show.
She enjoyed it, but I think it's more she enjoys those historical drama stories, and that's what it pretty much is a historical drama. So, you know, yeah, she liked it, and I watched bits and pieces of it, and I thought it was interesting, but it's just an alternate history type story.
Like Robin Hood, the BBC
the Robin
one.
Hood that was on BBC.
So, which was a great show.
Where they killed people.
Yep, everyone. Yeah. Actually, everyone dies.
Yeah, then
everybody
died.
Spoiler alert, yeah. Well, everybody died because they didn't lock the actors into contracts to continue going. So rather than
She was actually an executive producer on Da Vinci's Demons too.
Okay.
So
I watched the first couple episodes of that and kind of tapped out. I didn't like the guy that played Da Vinci.
Okay.
So that was why, not because of writing or anything like that.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. I'm kind of concerned. You know, I wasn't a big fan of the time frame they were picking anyway. Like, you know, pre-Enterprise
pre-Star Trek,
post-Enterprise.
Right.
It's like, come on, that's been done to death. Unless they're going to show the Romulan War.
Nah,
but it didn't sound like that's what they were going to do.
They wouldn't have done that.
So, yeah, like, I would have rather seen them.
The war stuff
in the future.
Expensive.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, so, you know.
But anyway, all right. So,
I mean, digitally now, a war wouldn't be that expensive to do on a TV show. It's just a lot of click, click, click.
We had announcements today for Incredibles 2 coming out in 2018.
Yep.
And then right before we started, you shared
yesterday
some...
they announced, I think it was yesterday or the day before, they announced that Sherlock will be back on January 1st with a season.
Yeah. So is it three? Is it a three episode?
I think it'll be
season?
Like three or four episodes.
Okay. Because normally they're three. Yeah. So normally they're three 90-minute episodes. So
yeah. They owe us an extra one. I think we should get four.
Did we talk about Deadpool last week with
Ryan? Oh, no.
Okay, so no. Ryan, I wasn't sure when that happened. So Ryan Reynolds
I think it happened after we recorded.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ryan Reynolds and Tim Miller had a split.
Yeah.
You know, So some of it is over budget concerns, some of it over creative concerns.
Right.
Ryan Reynolds apparently doesn't want Coach Taylor to be Cable. And,
Coach Taylor. Is that who they cast?
No, they didn't.
Okay.
But, what's his name?
I don't remember off the top
I'm
of my head.
Completely brain farting right now.
Yeah.
Eric. No, that's Eric Taylor.
the guy from Early Edition.
Yeah, the dude from Early Edition. Anyway, Kyle Chandler.
He was in that King Kong movie.
Yeah, no, it was Kyle Chandler.
Yeah, that's it.
And Reynolds didn't want that. And apparently Tim Miller wants, because there's the time travel and Cable involved, he wanted to make it a little more stylized.
Yeah.
Than what it was. And Ryan Miller wants to do more
Reynolds.
Yeah, that's what he said, right?
No, you said Ryan Miller.
Oh, Ryan Reynolds wants to do more of the same with the slapstick,
you can't
raunchy,
do that.
Van Wilder.
Yeah, but you still have to have some story. You can't just keep doing the same thing. It's like, you know, people don't want to go see the same exact story.
Absolutely not.
I mean, you know.
I mean, they want to have bits of that humor, but they also want it to grow.
And it's perfect if you do Deadpool and Cable because you got the straight man then.
Yeah.
That, you know, Colossus was in the first one.
But even more so because he's a not fully CG character that can actually interact and they can, you know, have that Cable Deadpool rapport that comes from
the comics.
Now
what they'll have to do is, you know, a lot of makeup and a blue arm. He'll have to wear a blue arm.
Well, just do what they do with the Winter Soldier.
Right.
I mean, he wears, it's mostly silver.
Right.
And then they fill it in later, you know. I was actually looking online because I was curious, like, what it would take to, like, make one of those for Halloween.
Oh, like a Cable outfit?
No, the Winter Soldier arm.
Oh, okay.
It's some duct tape, you know? I mean, it's some plastic bags and some duct tape and then, you know, just kind of fitting things in. So,
yeah.
But I'm not going to because I don't have time between now and Halloween to do that. But, you know, it's still interesting to know. So, yeah. All right. So, I was so busy this week. I really didn't get a lot of news. I think you're the same way. You're still burning it at both ends.
Yeah.
So we apologize for not having more news to talk about, but
at this point, it's like the news is just out there. Anyways.
Yeah.
Giving our opinion of.
Yeah. Do we want to start with our favorite Halloween memories, our Halloween agenda, or do we want to do The Walking Dead?
Get it over with. Get it over with.
All right, what did you think?
Boring? Boring.
Okay, the top three words to describe it. Boring.
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 And boring.
And boring.
Oh, no. Dissatisfied.
Dissatisfied.
Yeah. I was hoping they'd be a little bolder than they were and actually kill somebody that you didn't die in the comic book.
Mm-hmm.
You know, take the easy out. Use all the lines from the comic book.
Is there anyone besides Carol, who's not really Carol, who's dead in the comics but alive on the show?
Like, you mean people that have died that aren't on the show anymore? Or what are you asking?
So Carol's character died
in
the comics.
Suicide by zombie.
Right, but she's still alive
she's
in the
still
show,
alive.
Right? Has there been anyone who has been alive in the show at this point that is dead? Or, you know, because like, you know, like Tyrese, they completely changed.
Yes.
You know, Herschel got changed. His death got changed.
Yes.
Bob, his death got changed. You know, he got.
Well, Bob took Dale's place.
Right. So, yeah. So Dale, like,
yeah,
you know.
So Bob died Dale's way. Dale died because he didn't want to be there anymore.
Well,
he didn't want to work there
anymore. I mean, Dale died
Andrea.
In an original way. Yeah, Andrea. She's dead in the comics and still alive on the show.
Well, she's alive in the comics, but dead on the
show. Yeah, sorry. That's what I meant. So
you're getting everything mixed up today, aren't you?
I'm still in work clothes.
Okay,
man.
So we could just go down the list. Andrea is dead on the show. She's alive in the comics.
Right.
Michonne's alive in the comics. Carl's alive in the comics. Just naming people that are still on this show. Rick,
Aaron.
Michonne, Carl, Aaron, Andrea are still alive in the comic books.
Right. And then Eugene.
Jesus, Eugene.
Yeah. Rosa. Sorry, spoiler.
No.
Negan.
Because he is on the show now.
Dwight.
So 10 characters are still alive in the comic books that are on the show.
Right.
Original characters on the show that are still around is just Daryl.
Right.
I don't think there's anybody else that's an original character.
Oh, Morgan is still alive.
Morgan is still alive on the show, but dead in the comic book. Right. I was just naming
they
the
haven't,
people.
Yeah, but they haven't got to Morgan's part They're, yet.
It's different.
Yeah. He's, and the priest. The priest is still alive on the show. Seth Gillen's character.
You're just spoiling it away. You're spoiling it away now. That just recently happened.
Oh, so. Yeah, it was. It was just last month, wasn't it? Anyway, sorry. Spoilers.
Yeah. But, like, the thing is like, I would have liked... Well, Maggie's still alive on the comic book and in the show.
So, all right. So, we had all this build-up,
you need, like,
right?
a scorecard at this point. If you're a fan of the comic book and a fan of the show, you need a scorecard to know who's alive and who's not.
Yeah. So, it's been since, what, March that we had to wait...
Yeah.
You know,
March, April.
Yeah, like April. It was April. So we've been waiting since April. We got the slow trudging hour long finale where nothing happened.
Yeah, drive around a lot.
Yeah, let's
They love that RV because that's the only thing that's been like a major mover in the whole like last two episodes because it's drove here.
Yeah.
And it's drove there. And it drove there.
Honestly.
And it drove there.
At this point, the RV's the main character of the series.
Yeah.
But no, so they had that.
Man, that'd be cool if it was like a Christine type RV and just started
maximum
killing.
Overdrive.
Yeah, yeah there you go.
They need to put a Green Goblin mask on it ASAP.
Yeah.
But no, so like my top three are boring, stupid, monologue-y.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of The Incredibles.
Yeah, so Syndrome.
And Jason Lee's one of my favorite actors. I love Syndrome. When it comes to cartoon villains, I think he's pretty much perfect.
Do you... I just thought of that. Do you feel like you could take the Negan stuff, that was just at the beginning when he takes out the two characters he takes out?
Yeah.
And then just at the very end of it, when he starts to talk again... Just take that clip from Incredibles where he goes, "Woohoo, you got me monologuing."
I feel
and
like
just put that on to the end of it.
I feel like we could take his monologue from that whole section.
From The Incredibles.
From The Incredibles.
And put it on.
And put it, replace Negan's dialogue.
Yeah.
And not only would it be better.
Just pause it when he's doing the thing with the bat and then go back.
Right, right. Not only would it be better. But it would make more sense. So,
my issue is that, and yeah, I've talked to people at work about this.
I mean, we have not talked about this at all this week. Today, this is the first time I've talked to you.
Yeah.
All week.
So the show, The Walking Dead, the show is an AMC original series. You know what's missing from that? From that show is originality.
Absolutely.
Because, like you've said, and I agree. And it's not as bad. It wasn't as bad the first three, four seasons. They are using the comic book as a crutch.
The show's at its best.
Either that or Robert Kirkman doesn't remember that he wrote that stuff and he wrote it again.
Maybe.
That's a possibility.
The show is at its best when it's using themes from the comic book and then using, because they have a fantastic cast.
Yeah.
All of these people are great actors.
Oh, yeah. They're all good.
And when they give them
they've
a
lost
chance,
two of the best.
Well,
yeah.
Yeah, no.
I mean, in all seriousness, it's like two of the best on the show are gone now. And it's like, you could have totally spin that and killed people that were not as valuable to the show, in my opinion, and made the story better by doing something original.
They could have killed Rick.
They could have killed Rick.
You know why? I don't think Andrew Lincoln is as important to this show as he is to the comic.
I just think that
as
like,
Rick
you
Grimes
know,
is to the comic. Because
the Rick character in the show is not the badass that the Rick in the comic book
no,
is.
No, and I'm going to have to mark this episode as explicit because I'm going to curse a little bit. But like in the comics, he's Rick fucking Grimes.
Yeah.
And in the, you know, in
he's
the
show.
He's
the goddamn Grimes.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah, he's like, don't swear to God, swear to me, you know, kind of shit. But with the way Andrew Lincoln has been directed to play this role and the choices he's made in this role, we just got 2 hours of watching him with a runny nose.
I was going to say, shaking. How much am I tired of seeing snot?
It was ridiculous.
For this show, I am tired of seeing snot. They could have killed Maggie. They mm-hmm. could have cut Carl's arm off.
Well,
they could have went off the total rails.
So here's
where people would have been like really mad.
Yeah,
and they're only mad because they killed two fan favorite characters.
And here's the thing, though, is they completely devalued Negan as a badass by doing it the way they did.
Yeah.
Right? Because when he killed Abraham, and Daryl got up and tagged him, right?
Yeah.
Just right.
Should have just killed Daryl.
He said, if anybody moves or anybody talks, kill them.
Yeah.
What does Daryl do? He gets up, he lays a lick on him, and he's like, you got me there. Like, and this happened kind of on Arrow last night between two characters, and he's like, mad respect, you know?
Yeah.
You've got some cojones on you.
Right.
You know? And it's like, no, the bitch should have died right there.
Yeah.
Like, Lucille was still thirsty, right?
Right.
Like, that's what you're talking. This is the game you're talking. You have this whole ridiculously drawn out zombie thing with Rick about the stupid goddamn axe.
Give me the axe. It's my axe.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. Well, so what?
Who cares? Go to the hardware store and get another axe. Because guess what? They're still there.
Yeah.
But no. So you have, it's so sad that the most believable thing with the show right now is the zombie apocalypse.
Yeah.
Like, I love Jeffrey Dean Morgan.
Yeah.
Like, you know, in Supernatural, he was great. The little bit of Grey's Anatomy I actually watched, he was great.
You Magic, just lost a little bit of your man.
I don't care.
There.
Well, Magic City, he was great.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He is great in Magic
He's
City.
He's one of the best things in The Watchmen.
Yeah. Like,
and that's what I
him
even
as Thomas Wayne
that.
In Batman versus Superman wants me to have him play Thomas Wayne in Flashpoint.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You know, let's do a Flashpoint Batman movie.
Sure.
Like, that would be fantastic. I mean, well, it's the best thing Brian Azzarello ever wrote.
I'm like, my thing about it is even Negan is not the badass he was in the comic book. Because he didn't talk that much.
No.
He talked enough where it was like, you know, when he was doing Eeny, Miney, Moe in the comic book, all that stuff that's in the show. But then it's like
But he only went through the Eeny, Meeny, Miney, Moe once.
You're going to have
to. It wasn't for a half hour.
It's like, you know, hey, Rick, you can try and kill me. You can try and kill me with that axe. Yeah. And then he pulls a gun on him. It's like, no, actually get in a hand-to-hand combat with him and let's see what happens.
You hit him and you knock him down. Because,
or even better, why didn't you cut his fucking hand off when you took him into the trailer?
So what was the one thing that he said to Rick in the comic that was not in the line?
I don't even remember at this
when
point.
When he tells Rick he's going to, you know, slip his dick into him.
Yeah.
And Rick's going to ask for it and going to like it.
Right.
They cut that out.
Well,
but they keep the stuff in there that hasn't, like, the things with Carl that he didn't do, right?
Right.
Carl's not Carl fucking Grimes on the show. Like, honestly, it's time for Chandler Riggs to go.
Yeah.
Like, He looks ridiculous with all that hair.
Oh, like he should get a haircut?
Well, it's not just that, but he's way too thin now.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like everybody else
is
like,
that's my complaint about Jeffrey Dean Morgan is he's thinner than he's ever been.
He looks emaciated. He looks like a village person.
Shave that beard off.
He looks like the guy. He looks like the motorcycle guy from Village People without the helmet and the, you know. Like, I keep waiting for him to have the Diggle-esque short shorts from Reno 911.
Nice.
You know, it's just, there's nothing scary about him.
Like,
there's nothing funny about him.
He just looks sick, and I'm like, well, shouldn't he be a little bigger?
Well, you know, and unfortunately, we have the burden of knowledge here, right?
Well,
we know the character's based off of Henry Rollins.
Right.
So this is where the other problem lies for me.
I love
everything that Henry Rollins has ever done.
Though. I'm just,
I know, but like, I still can't help but compare it.
Well, I don't even compare it to that. I compare it to the comic book. That guy looks like he's got, you know, muscle underneath that.
But
vest.
Not like, it's not like he's going to be like jacked and ripped.
Yeah.
I mean, he's just a big, muscly dude.
Well, yeah, I know. So. At this point, we know because we're reading the
spoiler,
origin. That he was
he's a gym teacher.
A gym teacher. Yeah.
Like,
so it's
I'm
like,
not sharing anything else
Jeffrey
about
Dean
that. You
Morgan?
Should definitely check that out.
It's not a gym teacher.
No, he's a maitre d' at a restaurant.
Yeah.
You know, like. It's just the must.
This Negan has to be revealed as being a TV star on a rom-com.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's just this scene-chewing mustache twirling that they've done.
Yeah.
They took everything that made that character cool and lost it. And then the fact that they take Daryl at the end. So we're not going to get that badass scene from the comics with Carl and the machine gun. They're going to give it to Daryl. Now,
maybe.
If the show had any balls at all, Daryl would have gone. Because that character's story ran its course 15 episodes
when ago. When his brother died.
Well,
when Merle died.
Yeah. No, but when the whole thing with Beth, right?
Oh yeah, like, that too.
That's
yeah.
when that character should be done, because yeah. what that does is that, like, Melissa McBride is great on the show.
As Carol.
Carol's a great actress, right?
Yeah.
Like, kill Daryl. Give her that to work with.
Yeah.
And we will be very, very happy as fans.
Yeah.
Here's the other problem I have with this, right? We get the preview. It's the kingdom. It's Ezekiel. They already showed the goddamn tiger.
Right.
Which that should not have been, you know, for the people who don't read the comics.
The tiger, you know, should have been a surprise.
It should have absolutely been a surprise.
Yeah.
But next week, we're not going to be with this group at all.
No, like, surprises with the unicorn.
Maggie and is it Tasha?
I don't remember.
The fill-in yeah. for Andrea?
Sonequa.
Yeah,
Sonequa's the real
yeah,
name.
Yeah, sorry. But, you know, they're walking off towards the hilltop.
Yeah.
We're not going to see them until episode 8.
Yeah, maybe.
You know, we're not going to get the fallout of this for 2 more weeks.
Yeah.
Because the show and the people who write the show and Scott Gimple
yeah.
is not capable of putting an A story and a B story in the same episode.
Right.
And intertwining in an interesting
yeah, a
way.
Lot of the
that's why there's
RV
no drama
in left
this.
Out.
Yeah, that's why and there's no drama in this show.
Yeah, I don't know. It's one of those things where you said you're gonna stop watching.
I'm done. Yeah, I'm done. I'm yeah. just.
I'll keep watching.
You know,
it, but
because like, all right, Sunday nights, I'm an HBO guy, right?
Yeah.
Westworld.
Yeah.
Is fantastic. Like, I want to give you my. I'm gonna give you my HBO password right. just so you can go watch it.
Yeah, I watched the first episode. Yeah. I thought it was really well done.
Westworld is so good. There's so much good TV on right now.
Yeah.
Like, one of my favorite shows on TV right now, it has nothing to do with comics or anything like that. It's yeah. Donald Glover, who's going to be Lando Calrissian,
right.
Which I
Atlanta?
Totally called. Atlanta is the
did
bravest.
You call it or did I call it?
I called that.
Okay.
And I tweeted it. So I have the proof back in May. But Atlanta, you want to talk about the bravest show on TV?
Yeah.
They had an entire episode without any of the other cast other than the guy that plays Paperboy, his cousin, who's the rapper.
Okay.
On a Charlie Rose-esque show.
Okay.
They did an entire show where they only had his girlfriend
where
and
he
her
was like
friend.
Being interviewed.
No, yeah, yeah, which yeah. was great. They had an episode where it was his girlfriend and her friend just out to dinner.
Yeah.
No one else from the show was there. Like, they're doing these things, right? And the way they write it, like, it's just such a cool story, and it's so well written and acted.
Right.
And, like, this week's one, it's called Juneteenth, which has to do with like civil rights laws and things
sure.
like that, which I didn't know. I actually called David and I'm like, is Juneteenth a thing? And he's like, yeah. And he gave me the history of it. And it's like, sweet.
Okay.
I felt so uncomfortable watching this show because there's a white guy in it who's like, you know, down with the brothers and like, you know, trying to do like the fancy handshakes
yeah.
and like, you know, very, very Southern, but like, you know, like the racism's there,
sure.
but he's like really just, he's just a really, really nice guy. There's a point where Earn's like, quit being so nice, because he wants to hate the guy. But
right.
like, you know, and he's being completely like just openly racist. He's married to a black woman just so he can like, you know, do
yeah.
this stuff. And, you know, you can't help but actually like him, but at the same time, just deplore
it's
him.
It's like he's an ass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Like, you look at that kind of show.
Yeah.
And the way it's written. It's amazing. What's happening on Westworld? We know Westworld's going to be 5 seasons.
Oh, yeah.
That's
they did
the
announce
plan.
That?
Yeah,
okay.
I mean, the plan is to go for 5 seasons.
Well, and the thing with Westworld, because it's based off of something previous, is that they can do Future World. They can do all that stuff. Because there was a sequel to the Westworld movie called Future World,
right.
where it was a different story.
They can do Roman World.
They can do all that stuff. Right.
And here's the thing. It's based on an existing property.
Right.
It is not a retelling of that property.
Right.
It is. It's not even like, I wouldn't even call it
it's
a reboot.
It's new
I wouldn't
ideas.
Even call it a reimagining.
Well, my thing is like I said, I watched the first episode. The Ed Harris character mm-hmm. is similar to what the Yul Brynner character was, but
only in the first episode.
In the first episode. And I'm like, okay, that's where the similarity seems like it's going to end, because there was stuff in the movie where it's like, you know, it's just a movie.
Yeah.
So they have
right.
2 hours to
right,
tell
right.
a story where I'm like, oh, well, this has a whole season to tell this story.
It has 10 hours.
Yeah.
50 hours total.
Right.
All
right.
But here's the thing is there are, I've been reading like fan theories and
yeah.
stuff. Like, not only is this a show that's satisfying, it looks beautiful. Rachel Evan Wood is amazing.
Yeah.
but it has you literally asking questions like, wait, what?
Yeah, literally,
and
like
not even just like what just happened.
You're just like, you're watching and you're going, what the heck?
Like,
just
you
happened?
Wonder about like, what's the actual timeline on the show?
Like, where are they at? Why are you know?
And like. Like, at what point, like, it's almost like Tarantino-esque. Like, at what point in the story are we?
Yeah.
Because Jimmy Simpson is, like, you know, I love that guy.
Which one?
He wasn't in the first episode.
Oh, okay.
But, you know, he's been in Knights and Badassdom. He was on the Breakout Kings show on A&E. He was on Bones. He's been, you know, I mean, he's
around.
Done. He's a great character actor. And
right.
He's got a really.
They've got a lot of good character actors.
James Marsden is fantastic. You know,
what, Tandy Newton?
Tandy Newton is so hot. But you watch this, right? And then, I watched this. And then I turned around and I watched The Walking Dead on Sunday night.
Oh, okay.
I watched it on the AMC app.
So you should have watched The Walking Dead first.
Well, no, because I didn't want to wait for Westworld to be over.
Right.
Because
I'm saying because of the quality of the story,
but no, it's just like I watched it and like it reminded me of back in the day, like when 24 was in its heyday, right?
Yeah,
it was on Monday nights and it was like really, really good. The first three or four seasons, and then at the same time, The Shield was on Tuesday nights,
right?
And so you would watch 24 and you'd be like, man, this is awesome, this is such a great show. You turn around the next night and you watch The Shield and be like, this is what TV should freaking be.
Yeah.
All right. That's how I feel about the difference. Between these two shows that are based on other properties.
Well, it's just interesting, like with the fact of like we have our Game of Thrones, we have the Westworld now. You got The Walking Dead, and I'm trying to think if there's anything else that's like kind of based off of something that's on TV right now besides like the DC Marvel stuff. But it's like,
you know what? That's all been since that's been back.
Yeah.
Legends is the weakest.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's just because they're finding their feet after. I don't think they expected to go past one season.
I think it was just the fact that, you know, what do you do for a villain? It's because it's going to be villain of the year.
Well, it's Legion of Doom.
Yeah. And it's Legion of Doom this year. And it's like, it was a interesting first episode, but it's like, how does this and Flashpoint affect the timeline? Because it's like, you know, different stuff's happening. Yeah. We have only watched the first episode. So it's like
I was a little disappointed in the JSA episode. I'm not going to lie. No. Like they made Barry
You can't do all the JLA stuff like from Smallville.
No. Well, no, but no, the JSA.
When they introduced the Justice League on Smallville, it was like you were like, holy crap. Yeah. It's like they actually got it right without like screwing too much up.
No. I mean,
and then bringing in the society.
Yeah.
And it was like, oh, wow, okay.
Yeah, the Justice Society on Smallville,
outside
of like some of the ridiculous costume choices,
was
really good.
They tried to make it look close enough to the comic book.
Well, the JSA looks really close to the comic books, and they look fantastic, right?
Yeah.
That's great. They're just also whiny.
Well,
they're just a bunch of little bitches. Yeah. Arrow's been great. Arrow was the one I was considering, like, maybe I'm not going to watch this season. I'm going to give it a shot. I have thoroughly enjoyed every episode.
How did you watch Supergirl yet?
I'm completely current on Supergirl.
What did you think of Superman?
Because
a lot of people are saying they want a Superman series now.
And so my thoughts on this. In the first episode, I felt like they had trouble balancing Clark Kent v. Superman. Yeah. Who's who.
Right.
All that went away in the second episode. And I think that's just because Tyler Hoechlin was, you know, you got to be nervous when you put that suit on.
Well, sure,
right?
Yeah.
It's your first script.
It's not only that putting that suit on. You also had Amell visiting a set. You had Grant Gustin visiting a set. You had like all these major players from the other shows visiting the set.
Yeah, and the Justice League coming to visit you.
You're like the main iconic guy. You know, it's like
my only problem with him, and this is nothing that he can do anything about, is he's not tall enough. Jimmy Olsen,
the same height as her.
Well, I mean, she wears
the lifts, but same height.
Jimmy Olsen should not be 6 inches taller than Superman.
Well,
just he should.
You know.
I will say this: I'm current on that one as well. I watched the third episode.
Yeah, I've one behind.
So he was on two. I think he's contracted to do three.
He's going to show up again.
He'll be back for the crossover. Yeah. That just makes the most sense to use him
or
that
the finale, one or the other.
So, like, this was the real test, right? How are they going to do without Superman? Because he, I mean, their chemistry was great.
Yeah, yeah. I thought it was
his whole thing with Martian Manhunter was great.
Yep.
The third episode with a couple of the reveals that happened.
Yeah.
It's the best episode yet.
Yeah.
And then next week is Roulette.
Oh, okay.
And
cool.
Superhero Fight Club.
Nice.
Like, I'm really looking forward to it. This show has done well with its move to the CW.
Yeah.
It looks better. The stories are better. And it's just this tighter universe.
The like Metallo the was base great. From underground to the tower,
which was hilarious because it's like, wait,
we've had this the whole time.
And it was, you know, it was a nice little shot at CBS, like, and not a mean shot, just, you know, but
did Linda Carter showed up this week too.
She was this week. Okay. Yeah. And there was a cool twist with her.
Sure.
You know,
well, of course,
no, I'm kidding. That didn't happen. But there is an awesome twist. So anyway, but get back to The Walking Dead.
Yeah.
Because, right? And we can finish up and like talk about happier things.
Sure.
But I'm done. I can't do it. Like, as much as I enjoyed.
You heard it here first.
We don't
have to talk about this show.
Fair enough. But as much as I enjoyed the second half of season 6 up until the finale, like, they just went back to their old tropes.
Yeah, right?
They're playing it safe. They're separating things out. They're dragging things out for no reason.
Yeah.
And they've just lost all their drama. You know,
well, like I said, AMC original series. Be original.
Yeah. Yeah.
Be original.
Are you going to keep watching?
I will keep watching just because, you know, it's one of the things that she likes to watch too. Yeah. But even she was like, this is just slow. And I'm like, yeah, it's really slow. It was like really just too slow.
There's just too much other good stuff on that is worth watching.
Well, it's the whole thing that they dragged out the last episode of the season and didn't show us who they killed, where I said they should have showed us who they killed.
Right.
And then came back and done something. So, you know.
Yeah.
It is what it is. It's just one of those things where I think it's time to maybe get Scott Gimple out.
Yeah, I mean, he's the problem.
He's an excuse person and kind of a whiner, especially after that Talking Dead last year after the finale.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, just, you know, take your lumps. Take your lumps, because there are going to be fans that are going to be like, what the hell? You know, and then there's fans that are like, this is the greatest show on TV. And it's like, okay, you're fair enough.
Yeah.
It's like, but have you ever read the comic book? And if you had, how can you say this is the greatest show on TV? Because the comic book actually is, you know, 95% better than the show.
And you know, the other thing to think about is when we read the comic, right?
Yeah.
It's.
And stop calling it a graphic novel. It's a comic book.
It's well, it is a comic book. But, you know,
when it's printed in trade paperback form, that's not a graphic novel because it's not an original story. It is a comic book.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But no. And I'm going to give credit to David for this. But it's an experience, right?
Yeah.
You spend 15 to 20 minutes, 10, 20 minutes, whatever.
Yeah.
In this world a month.
Yeah.
With the comic.
And you go back and read it again.
And you do. And like, I typically read it once and then later that night I read it again.
Yeah.
And then, like, you know, I'll go back and I'll reread the entire series every once in a while just for fun. Because it's that good. Even the stuff that's not that good is still better than the shit that they're putting out on TV.
Well, it's the same thing like you were saying with Atlanta. There's issues where it's just, you know, a breath. Take a breath. You know, because usually there's a hardcore storyline and it's like, take a breath. And we're going to set you up for whatever's coming next.
Right.
Even that stuff's good.
Yeah.
I mean, Robert Kirkman as a writer is an excellent writer.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Had like any really.
But he's not the writer.
But like, he writes episodes of the show.
Yeah.
And then it's like, you know, you're like, well, you're just using your comic book. It's like, be a little bit more original.
Right, right, right. I don't know. I don't get it. You know.
You know.
But
like I said, I'll keep watching. It already got picked up for another season, so.
Well, they're going to run it until they can't run it anymore.
Until
they're gonna
people
do that,
stop watching it.
And they're going to do that with Fear the Walking Dead, too, even though there's all sorts of people.
I haven't finished the last half of the season, but that first half of that second season was better than anything I've seen in the first episode of The Walking Dead.
Fair enough.
I mean, they really, because it's an original idea, they can do things and still use that universe and do things where it's like, oh, wow, okay, you know? And that's they're doing one of those shorts on... again, and I'm like, oh, fast forward because I haven't finished the season.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah. But it's one of those shows where that show is better to watch it like six at a time.
Yeah,
or watch
it's
the
a binge,
whole
it's,
thing.
You need to binge.
It is literally a binge watch.
Did you watch Talking Dead this week?
The live?
Or whatever, yeah. Whatever it was after.
At the cemetery and...
Oh, was I couldn't bring myself.
It was at the Hollywood cemetery.
I just couldn't bring myself to watch it because I didn't want to watch Chris Hardwick like lie and slobber all
well,
over
he just
himself.
Wax poetic because him, I think him and Steven Yeun are actually friends outside of that whole universe at this point. So it was pretty much waxing poetic on him and Michael Cudlitz. Like they tried to talk about other things, but it's like you couldn't really talk about other things because that's all you should be talking about.
Right.
The death. Those deaths were like, you know, they'll cripple the show for a while. They will.
Yeah.
I really do think so.
I mean, we already saw what happened once with Glenn being quote unquote dead.
Yeah.
You know, and like narrative came to a standstill.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And it's that thing where it's like after they dragged everybody through that last year, it's like, why did you kill him?
Why not just kill him then? That would have been more interesting.
Yeah.
You know, because you know what would have been more interesting too is you kill him then.
Yeah.
And like we think he's dead,
right?
But he's dead. You just leave that completely ambiguous.
You don't know until like his zombie body walks up on the gates or something.
They maybe come across and they see his hat.
Yeah,
you know that's what it is. And like there's a part of his
half-eaten
head still
body
in there.
Or something would have been.
But that's how they
more
do that.
Interesting than you know Popeye.
Oh God,
that's literally the meme is hilarious. The Popeye meme.
Yeah, but all right. I'm done.
You're like, done.
We're good moving forward.
All right.
You know,
we'll see what happens by the mid season. I may be done by mid season.
I know you didn't want to talk about every week, you know, and I'm happy to oblige that.
Yes.
You know, cause I said at the end of last season, like I wasn't sure if I was going to watch tonight or last Sunday.
Yeah.
And the only reason I did is cause I had been up in Columbus visiting some friends.
Yeah.
And, my buddy's wife, she's a big fan of the show, and she's like, are you going to watch it? I'm like, I'm not going to plan. I wasn't planning on it because like I think I'll just read the spoilers and figure out who dies. And she was like, no, I want you to watch it so we can chat about it because like I'm the only person that she knows that watches it. And, you know, so I watched it and I texted her.
Does she listen to the show?
Sometimes. and she'll listen because we're talking about her now. But, you know, we had a nice little back and forth on texting.
Yeah.
And I said, where'd it go? I said, did you watch Walking Dead? She said, yes, did you? I said, I did last night. She said, I was confused. Did Daryl inadvertently kill Glenn by punching Negan?
Yeah.
Or was Negan going to kill Glenn anyway? And I replied, I don't know. Shouldn't he have killed Daryl there? He actually followed through or on maiming Carl. And she said, right. Negan said he keeps his promises, so he should have had Rick cut Carl's arm off. And I said, he's kind of a paper tiger.
He's a politician.
Yeah. but then either way, we have to wait 2 weeks to figure out. I'm sure we won't see Maggie again for weeks. She said, I didn't like last night's episode. I just wanted to yell, shut up, Negan. He talked way too much. It better get better.
Get my axe.
Yeah. So, and then she watches Z Nation.
Sci-fi. I've never watched that.
I've never watched it either, but
I've heard it's actually pretty good.
They both watch it. My buddy Alex, he's not, you know, he's
I mean,
not real into
Netflix.
This kind of stuff. Yeah. And so I'm totally going to check the first season.
It's one where, I might have to check it out.
So I think maybe what we do is when you get back from vacation in a couple weeks, like we take some time here to watch it and we'll review the first season.
Yeah.
All right. Halloween memories, our Halloween agenda, if you will.
Yeah.
You're gonna have to put
in the notes an explanation why it's called Halloween Agenda.
No, I'm gonna leave it because I want the phony outrage when we post this title on Twitter.
Outrage.
I am gonna hashtag it outrage too. but thank you, Frank Cho. We love you. No, so Halloween, like I think Halloween probably holds a little more special place in your heart than it did mine growing up.
As a child, yeah.
And I'll be honest, I'm more into Halloween now.
Yeah, because you have a child.
And she loves Halloween.
Well, sure.
Like, to her, it's not a day. It's a frame of mind.
Right.
And I mean, you've seen her. She gets these Halloween costumes and she wears them for years.
Well, right, yeah.
You know, she did the dressing up as Batgirl on Free Comic Book Day one year. And then the next year when it was Star Wars Day and Free Comic Book Day at the same time, she did the Batgirl costume but with a Chewbacca t-shirt.
Yep.
And we called her Bat Baca the whole time, you know? But that was the Halloween spirit for her.
Right, yeah, sure.
We dressed up. She was on when we talked about the Expo. She dressed up for the Expo. And
her Halloween costume.
And what is going to be her Halloween costume, you know? Absolutely.
People like to dress up. We've talked about cosplayers and we interviewed Sarah and that. People like to dress up. Halloween is that time of year where it's like, dressing up is more for everybody,
right?
Because cosplayers are cosplayers, and
I mean, there's my costume right there.
Yeah,
just that domino mask.
That domino mask.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's one of those things where, as a kid, I just remember it was fun to dress up,
right?
And that even if it was just I told you, and it's in the picture, the Ben Cooper Chewbacca costume was one that I remember having and wearing. And I think I wore it out. I think I remember breaking the mask at some point.
Yeah.
And that as a kid and still had the costume, but didn't have the mask anymore.
Well,
so.
You remember those plastic masks. Like you couldn't breathe in them. Like I was
with the little mouth slit,
just
and
the
little
tiny
nose holes and then the eyes. And it's like,
and the eyes never lined up. Yeah. Right. But like, and it was the super flammable bit of vinyl plastic that you put over top like a smock.
Which was fine around
that we all
here
ended
because
up wearing
you stayed
for,
warm.
Yeah. But we all ended up wearing an art class the next year as, you know, to keep from getting paint on.
Right.
But like, I was a GoBot one year. I was a G.I. Joe one year. Like you
the
know,
original,
like Duke,
No, but it was Army fatigue
with
the helmet thing?
No. It was Duke.
Oh,
it was
the
remember,
Duke
it was
the
mask
hair.
With the little blonde hair. Guys, I have dark brown hair. I was a ginger when I was a little kid.
Yeah.
My hair just kind of naturally turned brown over time.
I don't remember everything, but I remember Chewbacca and I remember He-Man because there are pictures of me in that He-Man costume. I just don't know where they are.
I was Superman several times, you know?
Yeah.
But like,
it's one of those things where if you liked a character.
But here's what I liked about Halloween most as a kid.
Yeah.
Is
the candy.
Not even. Where we live, it was rural back then, and it wasn't like farmland, but there wasn't a lot going on.
There were streets that you could walk down that had many houses on them, but then across the street was a cornfield.
We as kids were allowed to just go.
Yeah.
Like it was for me, it was a night of freedom.
It was kind of like E.T.
Yeah.
When she's like, I'll meet you here, but you go do this.
Now, this was like before like Goonies was like a thing.
Yeah.
But it was our Goonie night, man.
Well, sure. Yeah.
We were on our bikes riding around. We were dressed up. We were, you know, going and knocking on doors of people's houses who terrified us.
Yeah.
You know, it was just this fun fraternal night with your friends.
Yeah.
Like guys and girls. Like, you know, you got together with your friends from school, your friends who lived on the street.
Right.
Who lived in your neighborhood.
Yeah, you had a neighborhood where there were more kids around, whereas my neighborhood, there were no kids.
Now, so here was the thing, and this is probably why I think Halloween wasn't as special to me necessarily, is in my neighborhood, there was no one my exact age.
Okay.
Everyone was either 2 years older or 2 years younger.
Okay. Yeah.
And the group that was 2 years older essentially adopted me.
Okay.
And so it was, because like, I didn't want to hang out with a bunch of little kids anyway, so it was great. But like, I got hazed, picked on, you know. When we would play kill the man with a football, like, that's how I got fast because you know, I didn't want to get tackled by a senior in high school when I was, you know, 9 years old. So like, but there was that. So it also allowed me to kind of get a glimpse into what it was going to be like when I was a teenager,
right?
And kind of know how to act and how to carry that through because I was the little kid. They were the one who they sent to the door in four different costumes to get candy when the adults wouldn't give them candy because they were deemed too old.
Too old.
So. You know, I learned
none of that anymore.
I learned all sorts of scams and, you know, it was a fun, that was the fun part.
I honestly don't think that you're too old if you don't have kids. If you just want to have fun and dress up and go trick or treating, why not do it?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, if you have kids, it's a different thing because you're taking your kids to go trick or treating,
right?
And that, and then it's like, yeah, the parents don't need to get, like,
so,
you know.
So fast forward now, right?
Yeah,
I have a 9-year-old.
Sure.
The kid bought 07. I love her to death, and Halloween for the two of us is how far can we push it? How many houses can we go to?
Yeah.
How. Because, you know, it's cold around here.
Right, yeah, like, yeah. It gets how cold much, or it gets really much, hot.
Yeah.
I mean, either way.
How much weather can we stand?
Yeah, the rain, you know? The rainy yeah. Halloweens were always the challenge.
So there's that. And then the fact that my wife makes most of her, has made almost all of her costumes,
yeah,
actually,
yeah.
has been just this fun, just awesome thing to that we, as a family, have done.
Sure, yeah.
And so it kind of harkens back to some of the specials.
Yeah.
Right? We all know the Great Pumpkin,
yeah,
you know, which is a classic. We've already watched
the classic Halloween cartoon.
But when it comes to like you know, I like the Halloween episodes of TV shows.
Sure, yeah,
you know, that 70s show did some great ones.
Roseanne
did some great ones. How I Met Your Mother.
Where, see, I never watched that.
Like,
I Met Your Mother.
You know,
so.
they had a they introduced the word "slutty pumpkin" to the lexicon of the world.
Okay,
you know, Chuck had a great one where they were, him and Morgan were Shia LaDoon.
Yeah.
They were the sandworm, and
yeah.
it was great, you know? So like that's kind of where, like, now my,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
I like to watch how they handle Halloween because, you know, Christmas episodes are one thing. Thanksgiving for me is not necessarily like a fun holiday,
yeah.
but like I love Thanksgiving episodes of shows. Because
well, sure.
It's
yeah. Yeah.
You know?
It's one where it's the challenge of seeing what you can do with yeah. a holiday like
yeah.
that.
Well, and for me, like growing up, like Halloween or not Halloween. Well, Halloween was like kind of the last fun holiday.
Yeah.
And then Thanksgiving was the kickoff of the holiday trifecta of pain.
Yeah.
Because it sucked. Christmas sucked. New Year's sucked.
Okay.
Just, you know, my entire childhood. And then my birthday was in there where,
right,
you know,
yeah.
they'd be like, oh, we'll get you at Christmas. They never get you
yeah.
at Christmas. They never do. And I'm still bitter about it.
Wow.
But
let it go.
Yeah, no kidding. But no, so I think that's kind of the thing with you know, you look at The Nightmare Before Christmas.
Yeah.
Which I've still never watched.
Is a Halloween movie and a Christmas movie.
Right, because
it's a combo package.
It's Halloween Town, and I know
yeah.
about Jack Skellington. You
right.
know,
You've
from,
never watched that?
Nope.
God,
never that or Mulan. We've been over this.
Wow. There's something wrong with you.
Yeah. I don't know what it is.
I don't know.
It's a lot wrong with me, but anyway. But no, so the memories I'm making now,
yeah,
like my current Halloween agenda, if you will,
yeah,
is to make sure the KidBot has the most fun night that she can
well,
have.
Well, it's the whole thing where what you're doing now is doing what my parents did more than your parents did, where I still talk about, like, I remember the Chewbacca costume. I remember, like, down the street from where my parents lived, because we lived on a mm-hmm. hill, so nobody really walked up the hill. You know, my neighbors handed out candy. So that was the first house that me and my sister hit every year.
Right.
Was theirs. And we'd get a ton of candy because nobody would come up the hill. And then my mom would walk us down the street to, there was a neighborhood across from our elementary school that was just, you know, probably 10 streets and it was all block. So you just walked around the whole block and, you know, you knew the houses not to go to and all that
right,
type of
right,
stuff.
Right. Yeah, you knew the count like, houses that had the full size candy bars
yeah,
and that kind
well,
of stuff.
That was where my dad would come in because, and you know, it's like my dad, the memories are a little bit tighter than my mom because, you know, your dad's working all the time and mom's at home all the time. So it's a different age.
Right.
But like my dad, when he was a kid, and it's one of those things where it's the generational thing, and I'm sure if I had a kid, I would have done it. When he grew up, they would go trick-or-treating in Terrace Park, which is a more affluent neighborhood here in the Ohio area.
Mm-hmm.
And they handed out full-size candy bars.
Nice.
So that's where he would meet us at the end of the trick-or-treating down on the street near us. And he would pick us up and drive us to Terrace Park. And we would trick-or-treat for another hour up there. And it was literally bringing home a load of candy.
Right.
And that, so it was fun. Like some of my best memories are elementary school doing Halloween parades.
Yeah.
Because they used to do them where we would go in that neighborhood and we would march around that neighborhood and then come home.
We had like a circular drive to our elementary school. And I remember like everyone's class would get together.
Yeah.
And, you know, you'd walk and it would be fun and you could see everyone's costumes. And
yeah, it sucked because in sixth grade they told us we were too old. And I'm like, dude, no, we're not.
I think our last year was fourth, actually, because after fourth grade, we went to a different intermediary
school. Mine was K through six. So it was like one of those things where it's like, you're too old. And it's like, we had to sit there on the wall and watch all these kids walk by. And it's like, what? This ain't fair.
When, that school for me, it was K through three.
Yeah.
And then when I got into first grade, it changed from, K through four.
Uh-huh.
And then it was fifth and sixth and then seventh and eighth and then high school.
Yeah.
So
do they do that with her school? I mean, do they do costume parade?
No, they're not even allowed to wear costumes at school.
Why? Is it just like,
we don't
want to offend anybody thing.
Yeah. Here's my Halloween agenda.
The social justice warriors.
There's that. But no, my Halloween agenda when it comes to like the way schools are now, like everything has to be a safe space and that kind of stuff.
Right.
None of them are challenged to learn. They're only worried about, you know, certain things. And so they're worried about allergies and they're worried about that kind of stuff.
Yeah, sure.
And they have to be.
The candy thing, I can understand. But
they can't wear their costumes because it's a distraction. Yeah. And what if someone forgets?
Why can't that day be a distraction?
Well, and what if someone
that day before Halloween
because
be a
that takes away from testing. But what if someone forgets to wear their costume, right? And then they feel bad.
Yeah.
We can't have any of that.
Right.
Because, you know, we just can't. Anyway. No,
that's kind of sad.
It's very sad.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
I mean, that's one of my fondest
memories. They have like a party.
Yeah.
And like, I've gone a couple times where like there's pumpkin bowling and stuff like that, but it's not the same thing.
Yeah.
Like, I think they would be better suited to do like march in the parade.
Right.
And, like, you know, kind of show
just
off.
If it's even like march around the school parking lot or whatever, you know, the parents can come up and watch their kids.
Cause
and,
that's how it always
see
was
the
us,
other kids so. And go, oh, that's cool. You know?
Oh, look at your costume.
Yeah.
I just think they worry because, you know, I mean, we got her costume at the Disney store this year.
Sure.
Right. And it was $50.
Well, right.
You know, which honestly, if you look at what's at Target for $38.
Right.
This costume is amazing and it's cosplay level.
Right.
It's going to last her for probably two more years.
Yeah.
Before
she outgrows it. Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, she's going as Rey, so it's the pantaloons.
Sure.
It's like, I mean, she'll be able to wear it for quite a while.
Does she have a lightsaber?
She wants to carry one, but I told her no because I don't want to end up carrying it.
Oh.
So. And then she wants a staff, and I told her no because I don't want to end
you
up carrying
carry it.
So.
Right.
But, you know, her.
I told you, you should dress up as Kylo Ren and just.
Well, I thought about getting the Chewbacca onesie.
Oh, yeah.
From down at Target.
Yeah, that'd be cool, too. Yeah.
Because I have the Nerf bowcaster.
Right, yeah,
so,
yeah.
You know.
Well, and then Chewbacca and Rey, you know.
That's, exactly. That's the new Calvin and Hobbes. That's the new Han and Chewie.
Yep.
But, do you think Peter Mayhew will be back for Chewbacca anymore? Or do you think they'll...
I think he's pretty much probably going
to
be back.
I think they should
pass
it on to the other guy so Chewie can be a little more athletic.
Yeah.
But...
Well, especially with the Han Solo movie because Chewbacca will be in it and they'll, you know, he'll be younger.
And Donald Glover is Lando Calrissian, which I totally called.
Yeah. Okay. That's fine.
Anyway.
The other special
that
I remember like and still watch is the Ichabod.
Yeah.
Legend of Sleepy Hollow. Yep. The Disney version. Yeah. And I thought that was really like a fun cartoon too, you know.
And it's scary, but not.
Yeah.
You know?
It's tongue-in-cheek scary is what it is.
Yeah. It's just burned into my brain pan is the horseman riding and he's holding the pumpkin head.
Right.
And the flames are behind the black horse and the black cape flowing.
The horse itself like was a character in that. But I mean like just the animation in that is so like, you know, scary for
it's
a
art.
Kid.
It's just
but
art.
It's just, it's just a fun one to watch.
All right.
For a different reason than The Great Pumpkin.
Yeah.
I mean, you know. But yeah, I you know, Halloween's a fun holiday. It's a lot more like prevalent now than it was when I was a kid. I mean, you know, decoration wise and everything and costumes mm-hmm. of costume yeah. upgrades are like super large.
Yeah, no
but
kidding.
Yeah, I mean it's fun. Like, you know, I go to antique malls a lot.
Right.
So
yeah, and you I see the pictures that you post.
Yeah,
and
I actually see a lot of the decorations.
If you look at our banner this week, like you have the old Chewbacca mask in there, which you actually took the picture of at
an antique mall, just hanging up. So yeah, it's a couple of the pictures in there are from online, but a few are like ones that I took. And that, but it's fun because like 1 year I actually found the Skeletor and Hordak costumes, and I bought them. I mean, you know, they were $50 a piece, but they were like complete and everything. And it's like, it's fun to see that stuff, and that, especially like the Ben Cooper stuff, because Ben Cooper is like synonymous with Halloween costumes, and that for us older guys.
You know, I think another cool thing, just kind of about Halloween, and I'll be done here, is where we live, there are some really cool Halloween costume stores. Like not like Halloween week or whatever.
You mean like
Capples.
Yeah.
Capples, like going there, like begging, like let's go to Capples and get like, we're going to go to Walgreens. It's right. We'll go to Capples.
Go to Capples.
No,
because Capples always had the cool like commercials.
It was the movie grade, like what the 501st can do now for Star Wars costumes.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
I mean, that was like the Dom Post mask and all those type of things. I mean, what we've got Capples still here, and then up in Fairborn near Dayton, where Bookery is, there's Foy's. And they have like a great costume, like
that Wolverine, which I hate Wolverine. Yeah, we all know I hate Wolverine. That Wolverine costume in the front window, it's like, that's cool.
Yep. They've had like their displays alone on the front window, like just pull you into the store.
Man, why didn't we go in there last time?
I don't know.
Oh, because we hadn't eaten all day and we were hungry and we've been doing this stuff with Aaron.
But like
and Sarah.
Every year around Halloween, they have like pirate displays built out there because
they do the big pirate ship.
Yeah, they do the pirate ship on the front yard of one of the houses of somebody that works there, and they've had Ghostbuster vehicles like parked all over the place. It's just, you know, it's a fun thing. And there's you know, the pumpkin patches and the corn mazes and all that, which, you know,
I don't remember
any corn mazes as a kid, but pumpkin patches, I remember going to...
I think corn mazes are relatively newer because when we were kids, like, the corn was being sold.
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't just there for your fun and enjoyment.
I remember, like...
Hay rides.
Yeah. So. I remember there's a local farm called the Burger Farm.
Yep.
And that, and they would take you on a hay ride, and then you would pumpkin patch.
Lots and berries or blooms and berries.
Yeah,
out there near on 48.
Here, yeah.
Okay, I have one last story.
Yeah, sure.
We... You know, it's this time of year baseball's happening.
Right.
I was young. Not like so young, but I was like maybe third grade,
third
or fourth grade. We were on a haunted hayride.
Yeah.
It was the dudes with the chainsaw without the chain.
Yeah, without the chain.
And we were paying zero attention to the haunted hayride because the Reds were in the World Series against the A's.
Oh, wow.
And it was game four.
Wow.
And so we were listening and like, you know, it's the ninth inning and we're all like glued to the little handheld radio. And like, you know, the guys are like,
you're like, hey, could you turn that off?
And someone said, hold on, we're listening to the game. It's almost over. It just shut down.
Yeah.
Like, people stopped. Like all the guys in costume were like upstanding on the wheels, like so they could listen in better. And like, that was such a cool Halloween moment that I
thing is like stuff like that's the memorable stuff.
And like, as we've been talking about, like that came back and like, I'm just like, I feel the smile on my face and, you know, and you know, like I remember cause like I love the Reds. I used to love baseball and it was being outside
and
you know, the Mr. October thing and it wasn't on Halloween, obviously.
I mean, but you know, it's the thing where baseball is the summer sport, but it also is the fall sport. And it's like to have that moment in time where it's like it ties to Halloween, but it also ties to baseball. And because I mean, like Disney World, we've been there twice when they've had the Halloween decorations up and they have scarecrows right in the front courtyard. And one of the scarecrows is a baseball player. Like, it's literally him in a baseball uniform. You can find it online. It's all over the place. But, yeah, it's like one of those things where, yeah, it is. It's all synonymous. It all meshes together. So, you know.
Right. All right. What do you feel about haunted houses? We have, like, 2 minutes.
I haven't been to a haunted house in probably 5 years, 5, 6 years. I think they're fun.
Yeah.
I laugh mainly. you know, and I'm usually holding somebody because, mm-hmm. you know, they don't want to look something. The one I remember like going to as a younger, you know, I was in my teen years actually, was St. Rita's.
Yeah.
I don't know if they still do,
but that was always a great one.
Man, that one was awesome. But. It's like, you know, it's one of those things where it's more fun for me to see what people are doing in that. I always like to see the artwork, I guess you would say, of haunted houses. Haunted trails are fun.
Yeah.
I remember doing one of those when I first started dating her, and the guys in the chainsaw came up behind me because I was walking slower than her and her sister and her sister's boyfriend. And they came up behind me and were like revving. And I said, dude, I said, you're not doing anything for me. I said, but see those two girls up there? I said, go up there and do it. And they're like, they both looked at me and went, oh, thanks. And I'm like, it's just fun to watch people get scared for me.
All right. So on that note, I don't think we can possibly end on a better story than that one. We are, as always, the Infamous Podcast. We have new episodes every Friday. We owe you guys a special Tuesday episode where we review The Search for Spock.
Yes.
Which we'll do maybe this weekend.
Soon-ish.
You can find us at infamouspodcast.com.
We'll just combo it and do 2 and 3 together.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Actually, you know what? That's probably not a bad idea because
it's essentially one story. Yeah.
All right. We're Infamous Podcast on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Our Instagram's about to get a little more active.
Okay.
Because I have a new social media tool that will let me schedule posts.
All right.
If you have questions, comments, concerns, you want to tell us how wrong we are about The Walking Dead, email us at johnny@infamouspodcast.com.
Oh, I get to deal with that.
No, it's contact@infamouspodcast.com. We would love to hear what you guys thought of The Walking Dead's.
Ooh, that's not a show I want to watch.
Premiere. No, thank you.
The Shitting Dead.
And then also share. Go on our Facebook wall and share your favorite Halloween memories. We want to hear about what your favorite costumes were and that kind of stuff.
Pictures would be cool.
Yeah,
I'd like to see old costumes. So
yeah,
that's definitely a plus. If you have anything you want us to talk about, let us know.
Yep.
You know, we always appreciate suggestions.
Yep. And in 2 weeks, David will be on instead of Johnny because Johnny will be on the most magical place on earth.
I'm going to Disney World.
And he just won the Super Bowl.
No, I worked 150 hours in the last 3 weeks. Woo! I'm going to Disney World.
As always, I'm not Johnny. I'm Brian. I can be found on most social networks at Brian Tudor.
Instagram and Twitter. Johnny Podhorf.
Yep.
Just do a search. Just look in the About Me area.
Yeah, there's links to everything in our About Us page. And, you know, thanks for listening. Yeah, thank you for listening. And we haven't asked in a while, but we would really, really appreciate some 5-star reviews. We are on Google, Stitcher, iTunes, pretty much anywhere where you can find a podcast. And if you can,
they all have 5-star reviews, don't they?
If you can rate us, go ahead and rate us. That would be great. We love you guys.
Yeah. Thanks for listening again. Appreciate it.
Yep.
I'm tired.
You look tired. So I've been standing the whole time because I've been outraged. So.
Well, there you go.
All right, guys. We'll have a great day, night, evening, weekend, whenever it is you get a chance to listen to this.
Yep.
And
see ya
later.
Happy Halloween.